Blog Talk Radio.
God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in to Redemption High Dimensions radio broadcast. I'm Linda Shuler, the evangelist for the hour, and I praise God that you have joined together with me on the broadcast for another episode of Midday Supplication with Intercessory Prayer and to hear a word from the Lord. I'm currently trying to get it to stream all the way to all of the other social media websites. So just bear with me because I know that many people will like to catch the broadcast live. In the past, we've shared many episodes of previous Midday Supplications, but of course today I want to be able to share the word of the Lord live with those that want to tune in for prayer. It's time to pray again. It's time to let the Lord have his way in our lives, and that God can get the glory and many people can be touched. We know that God is wanting to just bless the lives of his people, fill them with his goodness, with his mercy, with his grace. And so we just thank God today because we know that the Lord is doing something mightily in the earth. We know that God is bringing forth his word to save much alive. It's all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus every day in anything that we do for the kingdom of God. At least I can say that for myself. I know that it's about Jesus. I know that God is working in us to do of his effective working power. We are his handiwork, created for good works unto his glory. So it's all about Jesus. And so we're going to go before the throne of grace. And right off the bat, we're going to share a word with you that God had pressed upon my heart. I want to be able to share that with you concerning God's people, his flock, concerning shepherds. We want to look at those passages of scriptures that's going to come from the book of Ezekiel. So, Heavenly Father, we just want to come before your presence and say thank you. Thank you, Lord, for all of those that are tuning in to this live broadcast. Lord, we want you to touch your people's heart and comfort them, Lord. And Lord, we pray that they understand that you are totally aware of their needs and that whatever they need, God, you will supply it, that you will make a way for them, that you will come through for them, Lord, that you will heal the brokenhearted, that you, Lord God, will just bring deliverance into their lives, into situations that they don't have answers for. And God, you would just bless them. You will bless them, God, with peace, that they will rely totally on the word of God. Hallelujah. And Father, we just honor you today, God, that you would just show forth your loving word, your grace, your mercy in this land to people far and near. Let us, God, take your word so serious right now through this prayer because you are calling your people closer to you. You are drawing us ever so close to you, God, in these last days. So we thank you for the word of life, the word that gives us hope, the word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Speak to us, Lord. Bring restoration in the lives of those, God, that they've lost their families, in their business or their ministry, whatever it is that's broken in their lives, Father. We know that you are the restorer of the breach and that you can make all things brand new for those, God, that put their trust in you, Lord. Thank you for the word of life. Thank you for your goodness, your mercy, your grace. Let your Holy Spirit just begin to cover those, God, that have an ear to hear what the Spirit is speaking, Lord. As you speak through this vessel, Lord, that is surrendered to hearing the Holy Spirit, that you would just move on the behalf, God, of those that are trusting you, God. We believe in the power of prayer. We believe in the effectiveness of prayer. We believe in your divine spirit that is in the midst of a prayer. So, God, as we come humbly before you, God, submitting ourselves and bowing our head, Lord, in reverence and in honor to your word, God,
We just, God, thank you for hearing us, Lord. And, Lord, no matter what betides your people life today, I pray that they will be encouraged to know that you see exactly the place that they're in right now, God. And your word declares that never will you leave them nor forsake them, Lord. And God, in these evil times that we're living in, with so much of trouble all over the world, be the anchor of hope for people that turn to you, Lord. And let them know, God, that you're in full control, that you're ruling in the affairs of men, that you're governing, Lord, all of the affairs of men. Hallelujah. In the heights of our government, in every arena of politics, hallelujah, in every established institution, that you're ruling, Lord, and that your righteous judgment will prevail. Your righteous judgment will go forth in the earth, God, because you have people that are righteous, that are holy, that love you, that feel your presence and discern your spirit to speak forth that which is right in our judiciary system, in our law enforcement, Father, in our armed forces, God, in Jesus' name. Let the prayers of the righteous prevail in these areas, God, and let justice, God, be rendered to those, Lord God, that deserves it, those that stand in need of righteous judgments. We pray the increase of that in somebody's lives, God. Hallelujah. Somebody in prison, Lord. Somebody in mental institutions. Father God, we just stand and mediate right now. Help us, God, not to focus on the small things. But God, let us stay focused on the kingdom. Hallelujah. What you're saying and what you're doing and how you're moving us in a direction to prepare our souls for your return, to prepare our souls for eternal life. So, God, we just want to say thank you for being faithful and keeping our families. Hallelujah, Jesus. Our loved ones, our neighbors, our friends, even our enemies, God. We just pray that the redemption through Jesus Christ's blood will go forth, hallelujah, saved to the utmost. Saved to the utmost, God. We want to pray to bring your presence down, the Holy Spirit. We want to feel the comfort of your peace among your people, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. You sent your word and you healed them. You healed them of all of their sickness and diseases. So we just say thank you. Triumph, God, in these areas that concern your people and make it good. Perfect their lives, God. Move away every distraction of worry and anything, God, that will cause them to fear. We break the powers of darkness in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And Father, work your perfect work inside of all of us, God, that we would bring forth more glory in the kingdom in Jesus' name, in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah, God. Thank you. Thank you, Lord, for answering the prayers of the righteous. For, Lord God, you are looking for those that are upright in heart, a people that fear you, a people that will obey. So we speak forth your word today, God, that you will move on our behalf, God. Thank you, Lord, as we mediate on the behalf of many people right now, that, God, you will intervene right now wherever they're wherever there is a potential attack, hallelujah, by the power of the name of Jesus and your blood, that you would intervene right now, God, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you would cast down every fear and dominion of powers of darkness right now, hallelujah. We decree and declare your word and your righteousness, God. Let the Holy Spirit prevail. Let the angels excel in strength, God, hallelujah, and fight the spiritual warfares and the battles and the heavenlies on our behalf, God, and send the ministering angels, God, to minister to our spirits, to our hearts, to our mind, God. Hallelujah. And, God, we just say thank you that you're sending it to bring people peace right now, God, to comfort them, to give them wisdom, Lord, to give them understanding of your word, to give them knowledge. Feed them with the knowledge, the truth of your word. Feed them with the knowledge, the truth of your word. and let them know, God, that you're with them always. Hallelujah. It's by your presence, it's by the Holy Spirit, God, that we commune with you, that we have fellowship with you. So we say thank you. We say thank you today, Jesus. Your word has gone forth. Every word, God, that you sent out, it shall not come back forward. The precious Holy Spirit is with us to minister in our hearts, God, what we need to know, what we need to understand about you today. Thank you, Lord, for calling us into this great day. Bind up every powers of the enemy, God, that will come to attack your people. Make us strong in a fortified city, an iron, a brass, in our minds, in our hearts, to be steadfast, unmovable in you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Unmovable in our faith, Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Help us to fight the good fight of faith in these last trying times, these last days, Lord. The good fight of faith, and lay hold to eternal life. Press in to you, Jesus. Press in, for you secure the righteous. You secure the righteous. You secure our borders, Lord. Hallelujah. And all that we commit unto you, Lord. You will sustain us with the power of your right hand, God. In the name of Jesus, you will sustain us, God. Hallelujah. And you will keep that which has been committed unto you in our lives, in our family lives. And everything you have blessed us with, God, we just surrender ourselves unto you. We just surrender our heart, our mind, our spirit, Lord. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord, for the victory today. Thank you, Jesus, for the living word. Thank you for giving us life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. For the Lord is the light of my salvation. Hallelujah. We praise him today for being the light of our salvation, for giving us his word that is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Thank you, Jesus. We have no need to fear of any calamities. Hallelujah, because the word of God declares that we will have no need of bad news, because God is with us and we belong to him. Thank you for the covenant that you have established with us by faith through Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, God, that we belong to you. Thank you, Jesus, that we're justified by faith because of the blood that you shed on Calvary. And we continue to pray these prayers over our lives every day, God, that our spirit and our souls and our mind can be anchored in you, that we can look to you, Jesus, from which all of our help comes from. All of our help comes from you, the Lord God, the maker of heaven and earth. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. We honor you and give you praise. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. We just praise God today for his presence. There is something definitely God wants to say and do on the broadcast, because he is just speaking. His word is so powerful, and his presence is among us, and we want to be able to speak forth what the Lord is speaking today. And it has to do with the sheep. It has to do with his flocks, and concerning the shepherds that are supposed to be watching over the flocks. In this day and time, with so much corruption, not only in the world, but a lot of things are happening in the church as well, and so many false teachers and false prophets are mingling among the body of Christ. So some people don't know or can't distinguish or decipher who's real and who's not, especially if they are a new convert. Now, God has charged it, pastors, shepherd of God's flock, to feed his people with knowledge and with truth. They have that responsibility, pastors. And many of them are doing just that. And I want to look at some scriptures the Lord gave me concerning this, because there's a lot of people that are not in church, not under any type of leadership where someone can minister to them and feed their souls. And because of that, a lot of people are going astray. And the Bible speaks of people being scattered like sheep without a shepherd. Very serious thing. Because when sheep are scattered, they are prey for the wolves, the world. Easy prey, because they're not getting the word to feed them. They're not getting the word to sustain them. Jesus told Peter, if you love me, feed my sheep. That means care for them, love them, take care of them, and give them the truth. And so many times in these last days, there are pastors that are not feeding God's people the truth. And we're going to look at some other scriptures, too, as it pertains to keeping watch of ourselves and the entire flock that God has made overseers, of course, pastors overseer by the Holy Spirit. But let's look at some scripture. Let me go to Ezekiel chapter 34. I'm going to share this scripture what the Lord gave me first. It's a very serious hour that we're living in. And sheep don't need to be scattered in the world. They don't need to be scattered all over the world to the point that they have no guidance. Nobody to be faithful to give them the word. Doesn't matter whether it's in a church or whether it's on the internet. Whether you're walking by someone, I mean, people need a word from the Lord. And people have been hurt in churches, and there's a lot of things why people have withdrawn themselves from, as far as when I say church, the gathering under a pastor. And many people will give account to the Lord in the way that they treat people. And we pray for pastors because they are human just like we are. And they need to be spiritually encouraged and enriched with the word and prayer of God daily, just like we do. Because if not, they react just like anybody else would in certain situations. They deal with the same attitudes just like Layman does. But with the spiritual leader, we are, you know, all of us that are spiritual leaders and the more mature in the word of God to understand the divine revelation of Jesus Christ. And he has called us into this place of mediating as an intercessor or as an evangelist or as a pastor or as an apostle or whomever you are, as a deacon. Those that have been spiritually enriched and mature and have withdrawn from the milk of the word of God. Not saying that we don't still drink the milk of the word of God, because the Bible tells us to desire the sincere milk of the word of God, but we have grown from the point to now that we are mature, and we also feast upon the meat of the word of God. So we have to be very serious how we handle people. And don't get me wrong, leaders are put to the test. Again, like I said, just like anybody else, we're put to the test in our emotions, with our attitudes. But I think the most important thing that God wants us to do, because God will work on you,
You know, he convicts leaders of what they should do, and the Holy Spirit moves upon you to show you what's needed in our attitude in order to be effective in the kingdom of God. But I think the most important thing with shepherds, with their erring that, is the problem with the flesh desiring material possessions more than what God wants them to, manipulating people to get it, not really caring for people's souls, their spiritual state. People need to know that God loves them. People need to know and given scriptures of the promises of God to help their lives keep going in Christ, so they won't be the next statistic, or they won't cause the next catastrophe in life. You know, we won't hear of some bad news that someone have done if we keep spreading the word of God and preaching it from a pure heart, because God loves people. He loves souls, and he's calling them. So let's look here at Ezekiel chapter 34, the first verse, and it says, "And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, Thus saith the Lord God unto the shepherds, Woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves." See, that's when let's start right here. We're going to kind of take our time here. And again, we're in Ezekiel chapter 34. We start at verse 1, and we want to just give a little background of the context of the scripture before we go on further. And we know that God was speaking through his prophet during this time. And the children of Israel, of course, were being led and governed by kings and prophets during this time. And so God raising up Ezekiel was one of the prophets that was speaking against the false prophets. Speaking against the false prophets, because God wanted his people, the children of Israel, to be led the right way, to receive the correct messages that he was giving them. Because the shepherds, a lot of the people that were called in leadership, the priests, the prophets, the kings, they were not leading God's people in the right direction. Just like us today. You know, they had desires, they were human just like we were, but they did not obey God. They were heaping upon their own selves lusts of the flesh for what they desired. They didn't have a true, pure heart to love God's people in the way that God had desired them to. That's why God picked Ezekiel. That's why God picked the Jeremiah, Amos, and all of the other minor and major prophets, because they were prophets after God's own heart. They were kings, certain of them, after God's own heart. Certain priests were priests after God's own heart. Why? Because they were serious about the work of the Lord. They didn't have evil intentions and thoughts about other people, comparing themselves. And if they did, I'm sure, you know, God correct them. Just like you and I. Any thought that we have that's not conducive to the Holy Spirit and is righteous and lovable in the sight of God, he will correct us. So he wanted them to be good shepherds. And so he told Ezekiel here to prophesy to the shepherds. Look what he said. Let's read verse 1 again. Now we're getting into the content of the message. "And the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Son of man." And this word "son of man," of course, is used in a way that it is divine.
is used elsewhere in Scripture to let people know that God is speaking through this person divinely. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds of Israel. Prophesy and say unto them, thus saith the Lord unto the shepherds, woe be to the shepherds of Israel that do feed themselves. We mention that. Feed themselves with what? The lust of their flesh. Should not the shepherds feed the flock? We get that ideal, of course, when people pay their offerings, their tithes, or whatever you give to anyone that's leading you. See, I see why the Apostle Paul didn't want to take any money from people. He wanted to be free of all men. And a lot of times pastors snare themselves, and we're not going to go too deep into that, but they snare themselves. God is the one that supplies what we need each day. Sufficient for the day, the Bible says. But they should be feeding the sheep, the flocks, but they're feeding themselves. Got to see the balance in here. God wants all of us to prosper and be in good health, even as our soul prosper. But you got to have that balance in there. You got to make sure that you're really out there doing the work of God, because people need the word of the Lord. There are people that are fearing right now for their lives because of what's going on in this world right now. There are people that are fearing the calamity or the next calamity don't come to them and their families. You have to pray for people so that they can be assured of the promises of God. Look what it says in verse 3. We're wrapping up. We got about 10 minutes. You eat the fat. You clothe you or yourself, the wool. You kill them that are fed, but you feed not the flock. But they're harboring. This is basically what the scripture is saying. They're harboring everything up for themselves. These leaders got to stop this, because judgment day is coming and God is not pleased. People need to be comforted again with the promises in the word of God. Verse 4 said, the disease have you not strengthened. Haven't even strengthened those that are sick. Don't go out and pray. Don't have any type of means or streams or online or nothing that's helping people, that's praying for people. He said, neither have you healed that which was sick, neither have you bind up that which was broken, neither have you brought again, neither have you brought again that which was driven away, neither have you sought that which was lost, but with force and with cruelty have you ruled down. I mean, this makes me want to cry. You mean to tell me there's a pastor out here somewhere that have not strengthened those that are diseased with an encouraging word, or healed them through prayer? Neither have they bind up those that are broken in their heart, going through troubles and time in their marriage, with their children, on their jobs? Those that are contemplating suicide? You mean to tell me there's not a pastor that have done this? They have not went to seek out those that have driven away and backslide, those that are lost out here in the world? But with force and cruelty, they are ruling in their pulpits or ruling wherever they are and disregarding the word of the Lord. Verse 5 says, and they were scattered because there is no shepherd. And this is a message to admonish every leader out here. If you're on the internet, wherever you are, my goodness, especially if you're on the internet, the Bible says that in the last days that knowledge will increase. And this worldwide web is the knowledge that we have, that God is using to increase the knowledge of his word, the knowledge of his divine revelation of Jesus Christ. And you got to get it out there. Save much alive. He says here, verse 5 again, they were scattered because there were no shepherds, and they became meat to all the beasts of the field when they were scattered. Yes, meat to all the beasts of the field, because there's ravages, raving wolves in sheep clothing that disguise themselves as the shepherds of God, but have not the heart of God. And other things and destruction that's upon these people that are scattered out here, lost without a sheep, don't know what to do. That's why you have so many homeless people on the street. Need someone. Verse 6 says, my sheep wander through all the mountains and upon every high hill. Yes, my flock was scattered upon all the face of the earth, and none did search or seek after them. Yeah. None did search or seek after them. Opening our eyes, what we need to do to get more people to hear the gospel. I know we're careful about some things, and we have these personal pages on the internet, and, you know, we are selective in who we want to connect or follow it and all that. It's time now to just open up the levee gates. Open up the levee gates and let the flood of people come in. Hallelujah. And God will do the separating. It's time for people to hear and know and understand the living word of God and offer hope no matter what, because it's not about us, it's about Jesus. We have to deny ourselves. I just thank God for this word and speak it to myself. We have to deny ourselves, take up our cross and follow after Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's go to verse 7. Therefore, you shepherds, hear you the word of the Lord. As I live, says the Lord, surely because my flock became a prey and my flock became meat to every beast of the field, and because there was no shepherd, neither did my shepherds search for my flocks, but the shepherds fed themselves and fed not my flock. Therefore, O you shepherds, hear the word of the Lord. Thus saith the Lord God, behold, I am against the shepherds, and I will require my flock at their hand, and cause them to cease from feeding the flock. Neither shall the shepherds feed themselves any more, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth, that they may not be meat for them. Yeah, God will do that. And he'll do that by opening up the eyes of understanding of laymen and people to understand that this is a false prophet, or this is a false teacher. However it is, God is going to open up their eyes. He is moving people away from false pastors and prophets and teachers so that they can be fed the knowledge of God in all truth and sincerity. He says here, for I will deliver my flock from their mouth that they may not be meat for them. For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will both search my sheep and seek them out. Yes, Lord. God said, I'm going to search them out and seek them for myself, the lost sheep. He's going to do it. Verse 12, as a shepherd seeketh out his flocks in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep. Yes, that's what God is doing today. And he's doing it through us, beckoning us to open up more doors, more avenues, more social media sites, to allow the Holy Spirit to use us to reach more people. He said, and will deliver them out of all the places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries. And I will bring them to their own land and feed them upon the mountains of Israel by the rivers. And in all the inhabited places of the country, I will feed them in a good pasture. And upon the high mountain of Israel shall their fold be. There they shall lie down. They shall lie in a good fold, and in a fat pasture shall they feed upon the mountain of Israel. This is saying, God is saying, I'm going to take care of them. I'm going to comfort them. I'm going to provide for them. Verse 15 says, I will feed my flock. I will cause them to lie down, saith the Lord God. This is talking about all of God's people that need the comfort of the Lord, that need the love of God, that need to know that Jesus is with you. He says in verse 16, I will seek that which was lost and bring again that which was driven away. I will bind up that which was broken. I will strengthen that which was sick. I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them with judgment. This is what God is saying, hallelujah, to the shepherds. God is going to destroy the fat and the strong. And he's going to provide peace and comfort and all that the people need out here in this world that has been scattered by. Verse 17 says, "And as for you, O my flock, says the Lord God, behold, I will judge between cattle and cattle, between the rams and the goats and the he-goats. Seemeth it a small thing unto you to have eaten up the good pastures, but you must tread down with your feet the residue of your pastures, and to have drunk the deep waters, but you must foul the residue with your feet." Trample it with the feet. That's what it's saying here. "And as for my flock, that they which have trodden with your feet, they drink that which you have trodden foul with your feet. They drink that which you have fouled with your feet." You know, just giving the leftovers, giving that which is no good for dogs. You know, people, some false prophets and all of the false prophets and all of the false teachers, they don't give you the truth. They don't care about the souls. They trample what is good under their feet, give you a fly-by-night prosperity message, and send you on your way, and keeping people grasping and grasping for the wind to get it. When Jesus said, "Come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, burdened and heavy laden, and I will give you rest." God is the one that causes you to prosper. But these false teachers and prophets, they cause you running and seeking after the wind. Never give an attendance to your soul so that you can know how to enter into God's rest. We're going to stop right here. I may pick up tomorrow because I don't want the broadcast to end. But we stop at verse 19. "And as for my flock, they eat that which you have trodden with your feet, and they drink that which you have fouled with your feet." Verse 20, "Therefore thus saith the Lord God unto them, behold, even I will judge between the fat cattle and between the lean cattle, because you have thrust with side and with shoulder and push all of the disease with your horn till you have scattered them abroad." It's almost like those that are poor, those that don't have, those that have a lack of knowledge, how the shepherd with his horn just push him to the side, put him on the back pew, and bring those that appear to have money or dress in fine raiment and clothing and sit them on the front. You know, this is what God's saying. He's going to judge. Verse 23 says, "And I will set up one shepherd over them, one shepherd, and he shall feed them, even my servant David," a faithful servant like David. "And he shall feed them, and he shall be their shepherd." Verse 24, "And I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them." Hallelujah. The Lord is the good shepherd. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. He said, I, the Lord, will be their God, and my servant David, a prince among them. I, the Lord, have spoken it, and I will make with them a covenant of peace, and will call the evil beasts to cease out of the land, and they shall dwell safely in the wilderness and sleep in the woods. And I will make them and the places around about my hills a blessing. This is what God is going to do for his sheep. And he's speaking prophetically in his spirit to those that are out there. You're scattered without a shepherd. God is speaking the blessings and the promise of bringing you into his full covenant to take care of you. Verse 26, "And I will make them and the places around about my hills of blessings, and will cause a shower to come down in a season. There shall be showers of blessing upon those," hallelujah, "that are seeking the Lord." Those that are lost out there, God is calling you in. You don't have a pastor. You don't have someone to look after your soul. Well, he's sending prayers and deliverance your way. He says, "And the tree of the field shall yield her fruit, and the earth shall yield her increase, and they shall be safe in their land, and shall know that I am the Lord, when I have broken the bands of their yoke and delivered them out of the hands of those that that serve themselves of them, those that use God's people. That's what it's saying. Use them for their own good. Verse 28, and they shall no more be a prey to the heathen, neither shall the beasts of the field devour them, but they shall dwell safely, and none shall make them afraid. Hallelujah. And I will raise up for them a plant of renown, and they shall be no more consumed with hunger in the land, neither bear the shame of the heathen anymore. Thus shall they know that I, the Lord their God, am with them, and that they, even the house of Israel, are my people, saith the Lord God. And you are my flock. The flock of my pastors are men, and I am your God, saith the Lord God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I pray that you receive the word of the Lord today. Jeremiah 3, the third chapter, 15th verse says, and I will give you pastors according to my heart, which shall feed you with knowledge and understanding. Hallelujah. God will have a pastor that has the right heart of God to feed you with knowledge and understanding, because he loves you. So God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time, I'm Linda Shula, the evangelist for the hour. Have a blessed day.